You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And on this episode, we'll be talking to people around the office about the fun Lowcountry traditions around this time of year. First up, we have Rob Wells, president of the CVB, joining us. Welcome back to the show, Rob.
Oh, man, thanks for letting me grab back on the mic and talk a little Thanksgiving in the Lowcountry, man.
Love this. Glad to have you. So you've been in the Lowcountry a little bit longer than most of us here in the office. So what are some Lowcountry Southern specific dishes that you typically can find at your Thanksgiving table?
Yeah. So depending on the temperature, right? You've got anything from like a she crab soup or something warm on that side. And maybe it's not just the Lowcountry, but you know, when we have our Thanksgiving family gatherings, family from all over come in and, you know, they're going to want a Lowcountry boil at some point, which is not the most, you know, when you think Thanksgiving, you know, and even at my house, Thanksgiving is centered around the turkey. Mm-hmm. But when other family comes in, you'll have Lowcountry boil, you know, thrown across the table. So we'll go with those two. I mean, those are kind of two on the spectrum. And of course, you know, I don't know, man, I'm a sucker for sweet potatoes. So if you tell me there's a sweet potato casserole or, you know, something of that nature, I'm down for it.
So would you say that's your favorite dish is the sweet potato dishes?
Yeah. I mean, I like it all, to be honest with you. I'm not real picky when it comes. I love collard greens better than next man. There's something that, you know, some family members will make Brunswick stew, which is something as a good complimentary dish to barbecue or something of that nature. And they'll serve it at Thanksgiving, you know. And then that one food dish that like nobody talks about, but it gets love at our house. It's about a 50-50 love though. It's the cranberry sauce in the can. I know that sounds like it's not homemade.
Yeah.
But there's something about it that brings back a lot of youthful memories for me. So maybe it's more of a
nostalgia.
Something from my youth that's just like, oh my goodness, because we would never just eat
a
can of cranberry sauce, right?
And then
you put it in on a Thanksgiving table and you cut it in little slices and everybody gets it with their dressing and oh my gosh, now I'm hungry.
Yeah. cranberry sauce is definitely hit or miss. It's either you love it or you hate it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's no in between.
Definitely.
Yeah. So if you could tell us about some of your Thanksgiving traditions in your family, what are something that you've done growing up?
Right. So, you know, you always have to make that inevitable conversation with the family about going to visit your side of the family, the in-laws, and we alternate years.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that both sets of our families live here in the Lowcountry. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an easier trek for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I grew up in which Thanksgiving was our family's family gathering time, just like it is for a lot of families.
Yeah.
But we made a spectacle of it. All my cousins, all my family, uncles, aunts, everybody gathered. You had your family football games where the dads versus the kids. And then and when you become a dad, you got to join the dad's team and you realize that the injuries pile up quickly. But the family football, and now that's transitioning a little differently. You know, we gather a little earlier in the year, but our Thanksgiving traditions for our families, there'll be some fishing.
Yeah.
If the weather plays itself out, there's definitely going to be some family time, food. We do decorate for Christmas during that time, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Yep.
It's my wife's staple, and the kids love it, and they all sit around that morning and cook a nice-sized breakfast, and then we gather in the afternoon and have our family Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that's really nice, especially considering Buford's, the weather is always so good, especially right now.
Oh, yeah, and you know, we've talked about it on here. It's like if the tides are right and the fishing's great, which it typically is, and you knock out some fun in the morning and family and food in the afternoon, it's good times.
Yeah, as we speak, a boat goes down the road right next to us.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Wish I was on it.
Now, are you a fried turkey guy, smoked turkey guy, or just like an oven turkey guy?
I would prefer fried turkey.
Okay. I love a fried turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. I've been smoking the turkeys recently, and that's the last, I'd say, handful of years of smoked turkey.
Yeah.
But I do love a fried turkey.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I think about it, hungry, right?
Turkey is definitely the highlight if it's done right.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, don't invite the family member that can't eat the turkey, can't cook the turkey right.
Yeah. Nobody wants a bad turkey.
They don't get invites.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Rob. Yeah, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man. It's such a fun time, and so thankful for you and this podcast and this the team here at CBB.
And next up, we have marketing manager Megan Carew here on the podcast. Thanks for joining us again, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So it's the time of year where everyone gets to relax, get some food, and, you know, get a couple of days off from work and just pig out. So what are some Low Country Southern specific dishes that you find at your Thanksgiving table?
I always love some good mashed potatoes, lots of butter. And then growing up, my mom would always make green beans. Like, she'd get the fresh green beans, but she would fry up some bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd throw the green beans in there and then steam them.
Okay.
So I always cook it the way my mom cooks it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're always prepping before Thanksgiving, like the day before, the small dishes, all the appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
But the night before Thanksgiving, we'd always just buy oysters. And that would be our dinner that night, so we didn't have to cook anything. We'd always just eat raw oysters.
Oh yeah, that's really good. That's especially that you live here now too, because it fits perfect to what your traditions are.
Yeah, and of course oyster season, they're all fresh. It's great. Mm-hmm. And they're delicious, and I love the, you know, the South Carolina homegrown oysters here that we have.
So. And that's what we were talking with Rob about. It's definitely great that you can incorporate the Beaufort aspect to mm-hmm. your new Thanksgiving traditions, and then you can, you know, it's so unique here that you can't get it really anywhere else. It's traditionally, and say I live in California, you're not going to get oysters and be like, oh, this is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, they are, those oysters are completely different taste from what we have here in South Carolina, and I really, really like them. Yeah. They're a little bit saltier. They taste just like the ocean to me, and I love that.
So what, like on your oyster, like what makes it that Thanksgiving feel when you do have your oysters? Like, do you just do the Tabasco? Do you fry it? How do you like it?
I like the raw oysters mm-hmm. more so than anything else, because that's what we grew up doing. So I'm from Texas. We don't usually do the char grilled oysters or the oven roasted oysters or steamed oysters. Okay. We just have raw and fried over there.
Okay.
So I do really like, what do you call them with all the stuff and they go on the grill?
Oh, oyster Rockefellers?
Yes. So we don't have those in Texas. So, and the first time I had them was here in South Carolina. So I've dabbled in trying those, and they're really, really good. But raw is just so easy because you don't have to cook them.
Yeah.
All we do is put them on a saltine with some lemon pepper, some Tabasco, and some lemon juice. And that's all I do.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a unique Thanksgiving dish.
Mm-hmm.
With the traditional Thanksgiving dish, I was asked this question, so now I'm going to ask everybody. When you have your Thanksgiving turkey, which would you prefer, fried, oven-baked, or smoked?
Oh, I could go all three, honestly. But I do like the oven-baked. That's classic. I like the fried turkeys a lot, because mm-hmm. growing up, we would always go to my dad's friend's house and he'd have a turkey frying party.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get a small turkey, and what we did, we injected it with jalapeno juice.
Yeah.
And we'd fry it up. So after Thanksgiving, we had a backup turkey that we would use for leftovers. And that would, and it's so good because it has that good a little kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of that juice, it stays moist. It doesn't dry up in the fry.
Yeah. I was gonna say dry turkey is one of the worst things you can have on Thanksgiving. I do not like a dry turkey.
I know. Last year I tried to smoke a turkey in our smoker, but that's when we had a huge cold spell and it was like mm-hmm. in the 20s, and my smoker would not stay hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to move it to the oven and it just dried it out. Luckily we didn't have people over. My husband was on duty. So we just took it to base and had it there.
But yeah.
It was a gigantic fail.
Yeah. Well, at least this year, you know, it's a lot warmer. So if anybody's mm-hmm. looking to smoke turkeys or smoke anything out there, you know, it's perfect temperature. Especially like what we were saying, get outside, play, do family football mm-hmm. games, anything like that. So what is one like annual Thanksgiving, like, tradition that your family did when you were growing up?
Growing up, I mean, we would always just watch football we were in Texas, so it was pretty warm every Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. we would watch football on the patio with the fire going and drink beer. Mm-hmm. And of course, my family, we would buy like 5 cans of black olives and eat all the olives for our appetizer. We're weird folks, but that's what we did. We destroy black olives on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's definitely a unique tradition as well. Black olives. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of olives. If it's on something, I'll eat it. But straight out of a can or jar, as not my jam.
No green olives, purely black olives.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Megan. We really appreciate it. And we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Next up on the podcast, we have Colleen Smith, the Visitor Services Manager, here with us. Welcome on the episode, Colleen.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, Colleen, tell us about some Thanksgiving traditions that your family did when you were growing up and kind of what you do now.
Okay. So I grew up in a quintessential New England town. And so we would have traditional, very New England traditional Thanksgivings where we have squash and pumpkin. I mean, a lot of the same food that we'd have down here, but mm-hmm. I think it was different because it was colder weather and fall leaves. And we lived a few hours from our extended family. And so we used to go spend time at Thanksgiving with aunts and uncles and cousins and things like that. Then when I married my husband, who was an active duty Marine for 31 years, we lived, again, all over, and to all the bases that we lived on, we sometimes would have the tradition of a turkey bowl with all the families who couldn't get home to their relatives. So mm-hmm. that was always a fun thing that we did in the neighborhood. And then everyone would go and have, you know, their home, their own turkeys, or they'd go to their other friends' houses. And, you know, it was kind of just a really a strong sense of community since we were so far away from our families.
Yeah.
My family now, they're all young adults in their 20s. So we like it when they get to come home, and typically they get to come home for Thanksgiving. And we do some friendly competition, whether it's a spike ball or cornhole or something like that during the day. Then we watch football, and then we have the traditional, you know, Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
Some things that we make, some of the recipes were handed back down from my husband's mother, who was a wonderful cook. And we have some of her favorite recipes, as well as some of the recipes that I grew up with in New England, with apples and cranberries and things like that. So, that's some of the things that we do with our family now. And we get excited. I love to have them home. So
yeah, it's a good thing that you guys live here in Beaufort. Yes. With the weather being so nice. Yes. Normally you can get outside and play spike ball.
Absolutely.
And
yes. Yeah. You never know if it's going to be a really warm day or, you know, or cool in November. So it's sometimes you never know.
I was going to say, this week you're looking at perfect weather for everything.
Yeah, so. Shorts weather.
yeah, a lot warmer than I expected it being in November.
Yes.
And then final question is, if you were to have a turkey and you prefer it, I think I know the answer because, you know, us in the office know how picky you are about eating. But would you have fried turkey, smoked turkey, or oven baked turkey?
You know what? I bake mine in the oven only because I think that's, you know, what I knew growing up. Mm-hmm. I think as you move, you know, south, you more apt to have the fried turkeys. I didn't even know what a fried turkey was until I came to the south.
Yeah.
So I think we just didn't have that option growing mm-hmm. up. So I will actually eat any of those. Surprisingly, I'm just selective.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Colleen. We really appreciate it. Yeah. And we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Great. Thank you for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
And our final guest is Linda Jeffries, Director of Sales here at the CVB. Thanks for joining us on this episode, Linda.
Glad to be here.
So what are some annual Thanksgiving events that happen out on Harbor Island? I know that it's a little older community, so a lot of people don't have their family to go home to, or if they're far from home because they decided to retire and come down to Beaufort. Can you tell us about that?
Right. So we do have some folks that either go travel off island, go back and visit their family for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. or they stay here on Harbor and the family hasn't been able to come. And so we have, occasionally we'll do what we call Friendsgiving, and we'll get a few people together at various houses and enjoy Thanksgiving together.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to have your friends together.
I was going to say, that sounds like a lot of fun, especially right there on the beach and
absolutely.
Such a beautiful area.
Yeah.
And with the weather being great this week, it's perfect to get together.
It's going
to
be beautiful this week.
Enjoy. Yeah.
So we have, I do have some family coming down this year. Mm-hmm. And what we'll generally do is we'll take a walk on the beach in the morning when we get up, if it's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And then we go back and I make oyster stew every year for Thanksgiving. So that's kind of our lunch or pre-Thanksgiving treat.
Yeah.
And the oysters down here in Beaufort are fabulous. So.
Yes. We talked a little bit with Megan about the oysters here in Beaufort. So she said her tradition is also to do oysters. So that fits perfect with the Lowcountry in Beaufort.
Absolutely.
Doing something like that. So if I were to ask you, if you were to have a turkey, how would you like your turkey made? Would you like it oven baked? Would you like it smoked, or would you like it fried?
Well, I'm old school when it comes to Thanksgiving. So I bake it in the oven. Mm-hmm. And my mom used to bake the turkey overnight and it would slow cook all night long. And yeah. we'd have Thanksgiving dinner around noon. Well, I don't play that game. I get up in the morning, I get it all ready, I put it in the oven, and we have Thanksgiving dinner around 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah. That's a lot to ask for a big meal cooked at noon.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then we have all the trimmings with it, all the, you know, the green bean casserole that everybody has to have. I make dressing from scratch. I don't use the packaged stuff. So I make, keep my save bread for a few days or a few weeks before and get it chopped up and make the dressing from scratch.
Yeah.
And my family loves the Southern pineapple cheese casserole.
Oh,
so
wow.
we do that. And then of course, sweet potatoes and mashed potatoes. Everything else you can think of.
Can you explain what the Southern cheese casserole is?
Well, it's pineapple, mm-hmm. And you get chunks of pineapple, and mm-hmm. you mix it in with cheddar cheese, mm-hmm. and you take some of the juice from the pineapple, and you thicken it with a little bit of cornstarch, and then you top it with cracker crumbs.
Wow!
And bake it in the oven, and it's unusual, but it's really tasty.
I was going to say, I've never heard of that. I'm definitely going to have to try some of that.
Yeah. And of course, lots of butter in those cracker crumbs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thanks for joining us, Linda. We really appreciate you for coming on the episode, and we want to tell you happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. We would like to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving from the CVB team. You can follow us on social media at visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at BeaufortSC on Facebook. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. We'll talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Beaufort Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.